This is the Joey English Show, Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Okay, you've got passes to the Air Museum. They are at 745 North Jean Autry Trail. The website is palmspringsairmuseum.org. And the phone number I know by heart, 778-6262. We call it the Patriotic Center of the Coachella Valley. Next, you've got a $30 gift certificate to Maracas Restaurant. Two locations, 155 South Palm Canyon in Palm Springs, next to the Sonny Bono statue, 322-9654, or 72775 Dinosaur and Rancho Mirage, next to the movies, 321-1001. Best Mexican food in the valley.
Hola, Jolie pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maracas.
And you've got a gift certificate to McDonald's restaurant. Good at any of Dick Shalab's 30-plus McDonald's. The website is McDonald's.com. And all of those things go to one person. I'll mail them out to you. Let's see. Patty Grupo has one child. Ovier doesn't have any yet. Landon doesn't have any. We'll use Joey's 3 and Patty's 1. We'll take the fourth caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 4, I will mail all those things out to you. That's lovely. The Air Museum, Maracas, and McDonald's. Gosh, kids and pets. And we'll be inviting you to the Joey English Extreme Home Makeover Wheel Spin in person, unmasked, in April here at my studio. It'll be so nice to see you all again. Okay, Joey pals, it's time to do a little jewelry shopping. Actually, it's March, but you got to start thinking Mother's Day, graduations, brides come in June. So we're talking to, tell me the name you want to be known as today.
The fantastic Landon Morris.
Oh, the fantastic Landon Morris from
Matthew Morris Fine Jewelry.
And Matthew Morris is you, isn't it?
It actually is me. Why are you going to call me out, Joey?
Yes. How many names do you have?
Well, it's Landon Matthew Morris is really my name. I actually learned years ago from this lovely fellow that I worked with. He didn't want his name on the business. And he said it's sometimes safety purposes, but also when there's an issue, they always want to talk to the owner. Or if they want a discount, you have to talk to the owner. And I was like, I think there's some logic here. So I'm just one of the lowly salespeople and gemologists. And if they need to get the big boss, they'll talk to Landon. They'll talk to Matthew.
You can do the takeaway sale. I love that. I love that. But Landon's a beautiful name. I knew Michael Landon and I knew his son. Actually, Tyler went to school with his grandchildren here privately in Palm Springs, but I'm not familiar with Landon as a first name. Is there anybody else you know with that name?
There is now, but at the time in Australia, my mum wanted to name me after my aunt Lily and really liked the name Brandon, so she came up with Landon, and it was her brainchild. Now I've met like a six-year-old girl named Landon, and I've met a few other boys named Landon. I know, I thought it was a male name. Yes. I've got to now double down on the masculinity to make sure it's okay.
Oh, you're gorgeous on many levels. I can remember when Trevor was skating in ice hockey, and he would have been about 12 or 13 over in the Western Ice Rink over near Palos Verdes where we lived. And there was a woman pregnant. She had a son skating with Tyler. She was pregnant with another baby. And she loved his name so much, she named her daughter Trevor.
Oh, really? That's really cool. I guess it's, you know, androgynous in itself. Yeah.
And I think she started calling him Trevi,
Trevi. Yeah, I could see that. That's adorable, you know. It's still, I like Trevor as a male's name, but you know what? The world is changing. I have to change with it. I don't even know anymore.
Now, of course, my name's Joe, right? Hello.
Oh, it is?
It's Joe. No, yeah, Joe. Yeah. My dad named me after Joe DiMaggio.
Really?
But Landon, I kind of like that. It's beautiful, actually. Trevor means bold and pure in spirit. Does Landon mean any? No, your mother made it up.
No, she just made it up. I think she was very happy with it. We all adored our Aunt Lily, and I like it. At the time, though, I hated it. All my friends were named Chris and Daniel, and I was like, I just wanted a name. Now, as an adult, I'm so lucky I've been named Landon.
So lucky.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have a lovely sister named Summer.
Summer, how pretty is that? Landon and Summer, and then your last name was?
Morris.
Oh, that's not a pseudonym. Okay. Yeah. Summer and Landon Morris. Oh, that's pretty. What's your mother's real name?
Patty. Oh, Patricia.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Robert Gardner Morris the IV.
So they had the normal names, and they took it out on you guys,
yes,
right?
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. And especially in Australia, because, you know, it's more old-fashioned or back in the day. So Landon and Summer just were not heard of.
Of course.
It's all right. A little bit different now. Now we have awesome names. My cousin's name is Kieran, Danyan. There's some cool names now.
Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, I've got to say that I might have been the first.
Well, we're going to switch from names now to names of jewelry, beautiful things. What's the stone of the month for March, Landon?
It is aquamarine. Yeah, it's a beautiful blue stone, Joey. You want to see what I brought you here, though?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, sure.
This, guys, you have to see this. This isn't an aquamarine, but it is a Joey
it's like
size.
A
it's a diving. Here, I'm going to give it to you. It is a Joey size.
Giving it to me. Oh.
Yes. Yes, surprise. So this is a Joey size diamond.
Oh, that's
it is a 3-carat princess. Yes, exactly, exactly. It is a, you see how as you move it, it sparkles? It is a VVS1. Do you remember your terminology? It's hard. It takes some time. Oh, you have such good fancy stuff. This means you can't see any inclusions with the naked eye. It's also a H in color, or as I think Americans say, H, and it means it's colorless or near colorless.
What does something like this sell for with you?
That's $35,000. Yeah. If you went to a store or a mall shop, it's not their fault, they have a higher overhead, it would probably be about $48,000.
So see, Joey Pals, there's your first sale of the day.
Yes. Guys, go with somebody you trust and go with somebody who has low overhead because you can save a lot of money that way.
You can almost tell, though, you've got your phone's flashlight on the stone.
Oh, yeah.
But even to my uneducated naked eye, you can tell that's special. It's not like a zircon or a...
Yes. Oh, I like that you brought that up. You know what's funny? You ready? Can I correct you on here?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so what you're thinking is correct. People think that a cubic zirconia is fake, and it is. But what did you say?
Zirconium.
Oh, yes. But a zircon is actually a real stone, and it's beautiful, and it's natural, comes out of the earth. When December comes along, I'm going to blow your socks off with some zircons. But everyone thinks zirconia zircon.
Okay, yeah. Go over it again.
Yes.
Cubic zirconium is not real.
It's not. Well, okay, well, you can get geeky about it. Sometimes you find them in asteroids, so they can be naturally made, but 99.9% of them we lab grow, right?
Lab grow. How do you do that?
Well, it's imitating, in this case, the asteroid's pressure and the heat and the molecular structure of the actual cubic zirconia. And every CZ, that's what we call them for short, they look like beautiful diamonds. They're not as hard as diamonds, and they're just lab-made. A few $100 make you look like you have a really cool, fancy diamond.
Somebody told me years ago, mix a few real diamonds. I had real diamonds in my ears and big engagement rings and things in those days. And then wear a few cubic zirconiums and mix them all up.
That is brilliant. And whoever told you that is totally right. But it's you. No one's going to think you wouldn't have them anyway, but you can because you have this mix, right?
Now, what's a zirconia?
A zircon.
Zircon. Cubic zirconium, no. Zircon, yes. Okay.
Yeah. Well, actually, CZs or cubic zirconia is fine. I mean, they look great. So, you know, and let's say you're a kid. You can't afford a 1-carat diamond, but your girl wants one. Get her a CZ. And in a few years, when you make more money, replace it. But a zircon is a natural stone out of the earth that comes in nearly every color. It's the birthstone for December. They have the most beautiful blues. It's so unknown. It's such a good one. I'll try and bring one for you next time. Blow your mind. They're so beautiful.
I can remember years ago, I bought my daughter, who's December 22nd, a zircon pendant and earrings. They were real.
Yes, they would be.
And they're blue.
Yes, exactly. Blue zircons. And they're beautiful. They're beautiful. And then you see a gray zircon. Oh. Oh, we're getting off topic. It's supposed to be.
But I've never seen a gray anything.
Oh, I can show you a gray spinel that'll just...
What's a spinel?
A spell is another fancy stone. And it's actually really nice. Oh, do you know, have you seen the big crown from the English jewels in the Tower of London? Thank you. Oh my God,
yes, of course.
That big red ruby there is called the Black Prince's Ruby, but it is in fact a red spinel.
They didn't know at the time until now.
I wonder if Her Majesty knows
that. She does now. I'm sure. I don't think there's anything we're going to do about it. But yeah, and it also comes from Burma, same place where the best rubies come from. Yeah.
We'll learn as we go through all these stones through the month. Okay, so we're talking about aquamarines. Okay, what can you do for them for somebody in the month of March? Price from what to what?
See, that's a hard thing because they can be, God, millions of dollars. I mean, imagine having Lucille Ball's original one. Oh, my God, just because of Lucille Ball had to be $1 million plus. I'm actually making one. It's this big. And I'm going to put it in this beautiful setting. It should be ready in about 3 weeks. That one will be about 12,000.
Well, that's not prohibitive, no.
Oh, you guys can't
see. How many carats is there?
10.93, so nothing to slouch about. Guys, you're probably looking at about 3/4 of an inch, and see that rich color in there too? And look at the setting.
That's all diamonds? Pop, I can't tell.
It's actually all hand engraved, but that's why it looks like diamonds, right? So all this has been hand carved.
Excuse me, that's a man's ring.
This is a man's ring, that's right. Surprise, I know.
Duh.
Good on you though, wouldn't it? Yeah, check out that man's ring.
Yo. Oh, Landon showing me his own. What is that?
This is a peridot and demantoid garnet ring. It's 22 carats. Oh, it's amazing. Something else, people don't know how garnets come in every color. And these are the best green garnets in the world.
And I'm from?
Saying this, come from the Ural Mountains in Russia.
And we're not going there these days.
No, we are not. Actually, I wonder. I'm going to look into that. I'm going to see, like, everything else Russian is banned. I'm going to see how these might have skyrocketed in price. Ooh,
it might be very unique by now because no one can get any more.
Yeah, no kidding. Ugh. And but also, we shouldn't, like, not to get political, but I don't agree with Russia, to be completely honest. They've invaded a sovereign nation, a democratically voted sovereign nation. I don't want to buy anything from them right now. Yeah.
And I hate them every time I go to the gas pump. We're visiting with Landon. Tell us, do you have a store now?
Not yet. Give me about a year. I'm actually designing the building as we speak. It's going to be on Palm Canyon in Palm Springs. I'm a local now. You can tell by my speech impediment that I might be a transplant. But now I'm a local. I love it here.
Tell me what the phone number is, though.
Oh, it's 310-890-0763. And you can text me. You can call me. 3 a.m, I might not answer, but I'm still interested. We can chat.
I will. Text me. I'm the one who doesn't sleep. Do you remember what stone comes after March? Isn't April?
You got this. Come on.
Diamonds. Yes,
you got it. Totally. You're like, it's diamond. I've heard it's diamond. Oh, wait till next week. I'll show you some good ones too.
Because everybody thinks diamond is June.
Why do they?
Brides.
Oh, brides. Of course, people are getting married. Yeah. No, it's definitely, April is definitely diamond. And my sister happens to be April, so are you April 2nd?
No. I'm telling you, we have 2 minutes left. we just mixed show business and the jewelry department.
We did. Guys, aquamarine is an awesome stone. They come from a few different mines in the world. Brazil is probably the best. And what you really want is a deep blue. Most aquamarines we see have kind of a pale... Well, no. So I should have brought a sapphire to show you the difference. Sapphires can have a range of colors, but if we took a blue sapphire, they tend to have a royal blue. Aquamarine is like a baby blue, but you want a deep baby blue. You want like the Bahama Ocean, that type of blue to just jump into. The San Maria. Ooh, that's a term we use for a very blue aquamarine, and they're lovely. They're also from the beryl family, so usually you don't see them cut in rounds or ovals. They're usually cut square because it's indicative to the molecular structures how they're made.
Just now, if someone wants to see your wares, how do they do that if you don't have a store?
Actually, I'm very big on social media, if I do say so myself. And let me say that. I'm not cool on social media. I just mean I have a lot of posts. Yeah. You can find me, Landon M. Morris.
As in Landon M. Morris.
That's right. And I've got a green sweater on there. My company's name is MM Fine Jewelry on Instagram, Matthew Morris, finejewelry.com.
MMFineJewelry.com.
Yes, exactly. MMFineJewelry.com. Yeah.
I'll put that up on joeyenglish.com. Boy, it goes so quick. You're so much fun to talk to.
You as well. You just know so much about this stuff, and that's why it's so awesome. You do. You nailed it.
I just like pretty things.
Right? Well, you have a beautiful, beautiful place, a beautiful collection. You know, Joey, one of these days, we're going to have to go through all your beautiful jewelry.
We're going to do that. We'll do the Kachina dolls. We'll do the saddles.
Do you have Kachina dolls too? Oh, you do? How awesome. That's such a beautiful collection.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25 or so.
I don't know how many Kachina dolls it is to make somebody happy, but I can tell that it's not 50. You need more.
Do I need more?
You definitely need some more.
And I love that collection because they look like the cave drawings. They look like Native Americans. They look like prehistoric men. They look like the aliens from outer space. They look like Egyptian drawings that I've seen in Egypt.
Wow, they really kind of do look like everything, don't they? What a cool thing.
You know what that probably means? They were really here.
They were absolutely, right? I mean, there's a lot of things that let us believe there's probably some extra. I mean, how hubris are we to think that we're the only ones in this universe, right? Like,
so we will visit again in a month. Landon's going to be here every month. And if you want to ask him questions, email joeychocolate@aol.com and we'll pass them on. Phone number one more time. All right.
310. Go. You guys got your pens? You got your phone? 310-890-0763. And I'm happy to answer questions. Or if someone's like, oh my God, I have this stone for the last 10 years. They can ask me about it and I'll give them a free appraisal.
That's the fun. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, Joey pals. Here comes today's Joey English Desert Datebook, presented through the generosity of BuzzBox.com. BuzzBox cocktails are handcrafted in the Coachella Valley, use only top shelf spirits and all natural ingredients, no additives, no preservatives ever. BuzzBox is the world's most eco-friendly cocktail. It's 100% recyclable, and there are no other companies that have spirit-based cocktails in an eco-friendly Tetra packaging. Three simple steps to enjoy BuzzBox BuzzBox cocktails. Chill, shake, and enjoy. And check out the great video on their website, BuzzBox.com. ACT Tours want you to know there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes, astrologyworldnews.com is her website. She wants you to know about Pisces. This year, the planets are activating intuitive awareness for the sun sign, Pisces. Pay attention to what your psyche is telling you to enjoy good changes. They're tired of negative, restrictive news on a daily basis. Pisces can bring laughs, happiness, and fun times into the lives of others. You may be dreaming up a new business in the entertainment field or figuring a new approach to your present occupation to create fun times for others. Pisces love to be out and about with people. They don't like restrictions, so now is the time to decide what's important to you. Check it all out with Dana. Go to astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency wants your input on electoral division maps. Go to dwa.org/divisions. Do you need help paying your water bill? Go to dwa.org/H2O. If you want to save water and money, go to dwa.org/save. And the main website is dwa.org. We want you to know about Just Fabulous. I love their website. It's the letter B, just the letter B, bejustfabulous.com. Get ready for Mother's Day, graduation, birthdays, weddings. They have a huge order of books, gifts, candles, and more. Lalo Visions. Connect with your angels. I get more peaceful just reading this. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds in store for you. I tell you, before he ever met me, he knew my grandmother's nickname for me that my own children do not know. Lalo's detailed messages, delivered at his office overlooking Joshua National Tree Park in nearby Yucca Valley, will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website for more information. Joey Pals is a great gift idea heading up to Mother's Day. A 90-minute reading with Lalo is $95, and people love it. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, that website is pstramway.com. Remember to check out the tram cam for valley views, weather, and so much more. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. And Peaks Restaurant is now open for lunch from 11 to 4. And last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in the valley. The website is psculturalcenter.org. Jazz is back on the second floor. And if you're interested in performing live upstairs in their lounge, here's an email. tim@psculturalcenter.org. Okay, Joey Pals, tomorrow, Kathy Allison, Nona Watson from the tribe this time, and Robert Firth, attorney at law. Until then, you be well and all the best.